Tapping the Icebox, a Scumvillain Self-Saving System Podfic by Acernor and Saf, read by Isweden. And then, Shang Qinhua says, still going on at length, I heard a rumor that, get this, Mo Beijun nods, face calm and still, not looking at Shang Qinhua any more than he has during the last 90 minutes of one-sided conversation. That Shen Qingqiu and Luo Binghe are sometimes. Are you ready for this? He waggles his eyebrows dramatically. Switching. Mo Beijun doesn't react. My king! Shang Qinhua says, leaning into his side. Did you hear? Switching! Mo Beijun turns to look at him evenly. Switching? Shang Qinhua tries, looking at him encouragingly. You know, like, positions? Mo Beijun stares blankly. What kind? Shen Qinhua can't believe it. He wrote Mo Beijun to be thick, not thick-headed. You know, sex. Sex positions.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
They switch positions during sex.
I know.
Wait, you know?
Mo Beijun grunts affirmatively. Shang Qinhua wants to tear his hair out. We do that too, Mo Beijun says evenly.
We do that too?
No, like... Shang Qinhua pauses. Sometimes we do it from behind and not from the front, Mo Beijun says. Shen Qinhua nods frantically. Okay, this is going to have to go more in depth. Well, he begins. Sometimes, he says, like, sometimes Luo Binghe isn't giving it, he's taking it. Please let my literal-minded king not make me have to be graphic. Shen Qinhua thinks. Mo Beijun blinks. His eyes suddenly sharpen, his focus fixing in on Shang Qinhua like a very attractive laser. Oh, he says. Oh, he's going to have to be graphic. Shang Qinhua has written over 1,000,000 words of porn. Porn he wasn't even interested in. He can definitely handle explaining this. Not that this is something he's interested in. He's not interested in thinking about Luo Binghe, his son, and Cucumber Bro, his rival, switching positions in bed. That would be weird. Sometimes... when Luo Binghe and Shen Qingqiu make love, he thinks of the right way to phrase it, drawing on his extensive experience, Shen Qingqiu's heavenly pillar descends to Luo Binghe's ravine. If you understand me, he says, moving his eyebrows in a way that is meant to convey deep meaning. Mo Beijun does not make an expression of understanding, but he's watching Shen Qinhua very, very closely. Shang Qinhua, he says, you want to be inside me?
No, bro, you don't get it. Shang Qinhua says to Shen Qingqiu, who is waving his fan lazily, expression of amusement barely hidden under his
farce of a cool cultivator look. I said I would never dare to ask for that. And he just looked at me and then said I should do it. Just like that. Do it? Do it? He's Mo Beijun. He's a demon. He's my king. Shen Qingqiu completely fails to respond with the appropriate sympathetic reaction. And Shang Qinhua, used to his constant betrayals, barrels on. I've never topped before. I wouldn't know where to start. Does he not like what we usually do in bed? Why is he trying to switch? Shen Qingqiu is examining one of the sweets on the table, as if waiting for Shang Qinhua to be finished, or as if resigned to the fact that he may never finish. He's taller than me, Shen Qinhua finishes petulantly. So, get a stepladder, Shen Qingqiu says, with a complete lack of sympathy. Cucumber bro, Shang Qinhua says, putting his hand on his chest. Do you even care? What would you do if my son asked you to top? You'd tell him no. For all the rumors and long-windedly metaphorical descriptions he's heard in song form, he knows that's not something Shen Qingqiu would actually do. He knows Shen Qingqiu and Luo Bingha's stats, and Shen Qingqiu is 4 centimeters shorter than him. And kind of lazy to boot. I did tell him no. The first time. Shang Qinhua feels a distinctly cool breeze coming from outside. He asked? Shen Qingqiu inclines his head gracefully. You said no the first time, Shen Qinhua repeats faintly. And the second? Shen Qingqiu sips at his tea with utter elegance. I fucked him. What? Shang Qinhua's mouth is maybe hanging open. Luo Bingha, Demon King Luo Bingha, the stallion protagonist. He loves it. But he's taller, Shang Qinhua repeats. He doesn't want to know any more. There's some knowledge he can't handle. And his son, bending over for Shen Qingqiu, is one of them. But he does need slightly more knowledge. Do you do it often? Our sex life has doubled to 8 times a month. Cucumber bro, you should be doing it 8 times in a week. Shang Qinhua mourns. Never mind that Shang Qinhua and Mo Beijun only manage it 2 times a month. Maybe 3 if it's very warm and humid and Mo Beijun's dick is like a refreshing popsicle in the summertime. Wait. Doubled? You top him 1/2 the time? Shang Qinhua says, aghast. It's easier that way, Shen Qingqiu says, shrugging with a distressing amount of nonchalance. Stop making that face. If you wanted him to top all the time, you shouldn't have written him with such an inconveniently sized heavenly pillar. I was just trying to give the fans what they wanted, Shen Qingqiu says vaguely, staring blankly into the distance. Raising one eyebrow, Shen Qingqiu asks, is that why Luo Bingha's prostate is on a hair trigger? Shang Qinhua sputters. I didn't need to know that. He pauses. Wait, is that a demon thing? Does that mean that Mobe June also? How did you find out? How do you think I found out? Shen Qingqiu says, Fan still waving lazily. Sex. Shen Qinghua shoves a pastry into his mouth. He needs to think. Wait, he needs to not think. His son, his precious son, ravaged by Cucumber Bro. Swallowing the pastry too fast, Shen Qinghua starts to choke, eyes watering. He looks to Shen Qingqiu for help. Shen Qingqiu nonchalantly watches Shen Qinghua choke. This isn't a joke, Cucumber Bro. He thought they were friends. After everything Shen Qinghua has done for Shen Qingqiu, including growing him a body, writing him badass magical powers and a great sword and a powerful position as a sect leader, getting him laid with the most beautiful person on the planet. Is this his thanks? Just letting him choke to death on a fried bun? Shang Qinghua finally stops dying, no thanks to Shen Qingqiu. He glares. Would you have let me choke to death? Shen Qingqiu snorts. You let me choke to death on that oversized... He claps his mouth shut as Yue Qingyang slides the door open. Qingqiu, are you all right? I knocked, but then I heard choking and I... Ah, Shen Qidi. Oh no, Yue Qingyang. All of his plans for the original goods in Yue Qingyang had to be scrapped, leaving Shen Qinghua racked with guilt. He didn't mean for Yue Qingyang to get NTR'd. Well, technically, he did make Yue Qingyang die horribly in Proud Immortal Demon Way, which is arguably worse, but it doesn't have quite the emotional impact of a good, hard NTR by the NTR stallion Lua Bingha. He feels a bit worse about that part, overall. Though, apparently, Lua Bingha is now the one getting that good, hard... Zhang Min Shishu, Shang Qinghua says brightly, come sit with us. Shang Qinghua shoots him a betrayed look. So eager to ditch when the going gets tough, Cucumber Bro? Who's he supposed to go to for help with this now, when his only fellow demon fucker has a Zhangmen Shishu shield protecting him from attacks on all sides? Well, there is one other option. Qingqiu, Yue Qingyang says, turning his soft, obviously smitten eyes on Shen Qingqiu's oblivious ass. Have you been well? Time to go. It may be Shen Qinghua's fault originally, but he doesn't want to sit here and see Yue Qingyang get his heart slowly dragged through the mud by this idiotic transmigrator with the emotional awareness of a walnut. I just remembered, he says, quickly making his way to his feet. I have somewhere to be. And he does. In fact, he has somewhere to be for the exact time period that Shen Qingqiu is occupied hosting Yue Qingyang. He makes his way out of Shen Qingqiu's study post-haste and hops onto his sword as soon as he's outside. He's off to Lua Bingha's palace. Of course, Shen Qinghua can't simply go up to his son and ask him about his prostate. He actually can't go up to Lua Bingha at all. Lua Bingha is out of Shen Qinghua's league. Maybe if Mo Beijun was there too,
ease the way. He would be able to approach him and maybe even sneak in a question or two. But that would defeat the purpose of getting advice on this particular matter. Morbe Jun must never know. So he can't speak to Lu Bingha. Lu Bingha, Shan Qinghua doesn't want to be an absent father, but you left him no choice. So, with Lu Bingha out of the question, Shan Qinghua decides to ask Xia Hualin. She definitely didn't want to murder him the last time he spoke up in the palace, so he thinks it'll go fine. Perched on the wall, Xia Hualin looks down from sharpening her nails. The scrape of the file, like metal on metal, makes Shang Qinghua start to doubt that this was the best idea. "Yes, human," Xia Hualin asks. "I wondered if you had some advice to give," Shang Qinghua says nervously. "That color doesn't suit you," she says, giving him a disdainful once-over. "It's shit brown." "It's the uniform," Shan Qinghua responds, anxiety rising. "He was prepared for a beating, but only for a physical one. Why is she so ruthless on so many levels? What kind of sadist wrote her to be this way? Cucumber Bro even said that she was mean back in his earliest comments. He always had the most savage reviews for Xia Huan, like he was jealous or something. Jealous of getting to scratch Luo Bingha up, probably," Shan Qinghua thinks sourly. "Who knows what else he's doing to his poor son?" "Demon anatomy," Shan Qinghua squeaks out. "Is it significantly different down below?" Xia Huan raises one perfectly groomed eyebrow. "Wouldn't you know?" "Fuck." He forgot he gave her a super sensitive nose. It was to help her find rivals with Lua Bingha's scent on them so she could angrily challenge them to aesthetically pleasing clothing ripping fights. "Who would have thought that it would come back to bite him in the ass?" "Another thing that Cucumber Bro is probably doing to..." "No, he isn't going to think on it anymore." Shan Qinghua replies. "What if I didn't know about the..." He can feel the sweat soaking through all the layers of robes he's wearing, probably making the shit brown even darker. At least it'll cover him if he actually shits himself right now, which he feels like he might. He can't do this. "Actually, I really have to go. My king needs me." Shen Qinghua rushes out of the yard, the sharp sound of Xia Huanlin's filing her nails making him retreat faster. As he breathes heavily, trying to calm himself down, he walks. Maybe he should try to find Lua Bingha after all? While he's still considering his options, his feet bring him to one of Lua Bingha's suites. He specifically designed this suite for the ease of overhearing for some important harem interfighting scenes, so he thinks he'll be able to hear if Lua Bingha is in there. The low murmur of voices is coming from it. "Oh shit, Cucumber Bro is here already? Did you ditch your poor, infatuated Shishu to come visit the guy who stole you out from under him? Too cold, Cucumber Bro."
"Shitsun,"
he hears Luo Bingha say. "Not while we're doing this, Bingha. I told you," Shen Qingqiu says, exasperated. "Doing this?" Shen Qinghua's ears perk up.
He's
horrified. This is his chance, though. Should he be taking notes?
Shitsun, this disciple needs you inside.
There's a slight smacking sound. Not Shitsun.
Shitsun,
Lua Bingha repeats, and there's another smacking sound accompanied by a moan. Shen Qinhua ruffles frantically through his sleeves for paper.
Bingha, you're still so tight.
Demons? Tight? Okay, Shen Qinhua can work with this.
I don't need prep, Lua Bingha says. I'm already taking three fingers.
Demons don't need prep. Okay.
Already the same size as Shitsun's cock, Lua Bingha purrs.
And this time, there's a louder smack, followed by laughter. Was Lua Bingha supposed to be able to sound like that? Also, why was he laughing? Was that allowed? He certainly never laughed during any of the sex scenes Shen Qinhua wrote for him. Shen Qinhua stares down at his hand for a beat, where he holds three of his fingers tightly together.
Is Cucumber Bro's body really only...
He's so sorry, Cucumber Bro. If he'd known, he would have added in a throwaway line to fix it.
Stop joking, Shen Qingqiu says, with the same fake annoyed voice that he uses when Shen Qinhua gives him a manuscript of terrible, terrible porn for him to tear apart. Which is what this is apparently shaping up to be, because the next words Lua Bingha says are,
"This disciple is only joking, of course.
Shitsun's cock is perfect. It feels like it was made for me."
Shen Qinhua can guarantee that it is not what it was made for.
Are you ready, Bingha?
Cucumber's voice drops, becoming strangely alluring? Is that... Oh, shit. Does Cucumber Bro have a bedroom voice? Should Shen Qinhua be trying to get one of those? How does one develop one? He scribbles a note in the margins of his paper.
Bedroom voice.
Yes, Lua Bingha says breathlessly. Please, please, I need you. Shen Qinghua's mouth drops open. Stop begging, Lua Bingha. He's going to give you the dick. It's barely been a minute. Do people seriously like being begged for their cock? Shen Qinghua has never asked for it in his life. Just rolled over and let Mo Beijun figure it out. He closes his mouth and writes it down anyway, the brush skittering over the page when he hears Lua Bingha make a noise. The sort of moan that only comes from having something shoved up his ass. Shen Qinhua knows this because he's made that sound, albeit not perfectly like the protagonist, and he was in a lot more pain, or so he assumes. Unless Lua Bingha is also in pain? But from the noises he's making now, he's enjoying himself. Maybe he likes the pain? Shen Qinhua pulls his eyebrows together, doubtful, then writes it down with a question mark.
Demons like pain? Question mark.
Then he hears Shen Qingqiu grunt. It's entirely inelegant. And followed by Lu Bingha gasping and begging. Shen Qinhua thinks, briefly, that maybe he's intruding on a private moment, and he's gotten all the information that he can get out of this.
But then he remembers all the bullshit Cucumber Bro wrote about him in the forums, and all the shit he said to him to his face, and he decides to stay. It's thanks to Shangqinhua that Shangqinhuo is able to grunt at Luo Binghe in the first place. Shangqinhuo owes him. Shangqinhua hangs around for Luo Binghe's running commentary, which sounds ripped right off the pages of Proud Immortal Demon Wei, to Shangqinhua's great regret for a distressingly wordy 30 minutes. Finally, just as he's starting to fidget and wonder if he should leave, there's no way he's going to inspire that kind of dirty talk from Mobe Ju, right? That can't be a thing every demon does. Shangqinhuo's tone changes. Stop that, Binghe. I'm about to... Apparently, whatever he's doing, Luo Binghe does not stop. Because a few seconds later, Shangqinhuo grunts again, but even more inelegantly. After a pause, Luo Binghe purrs. This disciple thanks Shizun for... No! Luo Binghe continues with a new sentence, not missing a beat. This disciple wants Shizun to come inside again and again until he can't move without it leaking out. Wow, Luo Binghe just ramps it up, doesn't he? Shangqinhua has really heard enough. Time to go before he finds out even more about his bro's willingness to perform. As he rounds the corner to leave, he almost runs into Sha Hualing, who's standing there, watching him. Shangqinhua tries. Sha Hualing's expression doesn't change. She's shorter than him, but she is 100% looking down on him. Research? Shangqinhua says weakly. He makes it back to Mobe Jun with only his life and limbs intact, dignity strewn in pieces on the floor, along with his torn-up notepad and a quarter of his sleeve. So, despite the harrowing nature of Shangqinhua's adventure, which left him with nothing so much as some wild guesses about demon anatomy, and the knowledge that Luo Binghe is much more vocal about his desires than Shangqinhua had ever intended, he's at a loss. He definitely didn't write Luo Binghe like that. In fact, now that he thinks about it, the most Luo Binghe ever said during a sex scene in Proud Immortal Demon Wei was, "Next." Whatever, that's a thing. People are into that. The fans called him Stoic. Though, now that he remembers, Cucumber Bro had been a little weird about it. Luo Binghe should open up more or he'll be lonely, he once posted, and Shangqinhua had double-checked his screen for signs of damage. Lonely? Luo Binghe had hundreds of wives. Pa 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 every day. How could he be lonely? It all makes sense now, though. Shangqinhuo has been gunning for him to ask for it since the beginning. And in the end, Luo Binghe really ended up opening up, after all. Even though he's taller. He's so occupied with putting every single forum post by Cucumber Bro into a new light that he runs right into someone in the hallway. The second time in as many days? What is it with these people and their hallway usage? Shangqinhua rubs his stinging nose as he looks up and keeps looking up into the eyes of someone much taller than him.
Mo Beijun's chiseled jaw tilts downward so he can meet Sheng Qinhua's eyes. He's so tall. He's got altitude, elevation. Topping him would be completely inappropriate and weird because of his height. On the other hand, Sheng Qinhua had spent a lot of time doing research lately. He knows about the demon prostate, hair trigger, no prep, coming inside. My king, it's been 14 days, Sheng Qinhua says, in his most suggestive tone? Then boldly he adds, since we've gone to bed together. The cool air from Mo Beijun's breath brushes by Sheng Qinhua's neck. When did cold air start turning him on? If he ever ends up back in his original world, he'll be shit out of luck. Can't get it up unless an air conditioner's aimed at him. Yes, you ran away the last time we tried, Mo Beijun says. Well, not this time. Hair trigger. No prep. Coming inside. Well, not this time, Sheng Qinhua squeaks, clears his throat, tries again. I'm ready this time. Mo Beijun's clear eyes focus in on him, that gaze just as intense and arousing as it was the last time, and a little terrifying, but that doesn't seem to influence how turned on Sheng Qinhua is. He's probably turned on by being terrified at this point. So, if he ever gets stuck in his own world again, air conditioner, horror movie, lubricant he'd gotten out of the fridge. Why is he thinking about going back to his own world? Oh, right, because he's about to embarrass himself so thoroughly by trying to top that he transmigrates back into his original body out of shame. Oh? Mo Beijun says, his deep voice low and sexy. So, so sexy. God, please don't ask him what he's ready for. Sheng Qinhua might die if he has to say it. I'm ready to be inside you, he blurts out. Death doesn't come. Neither does Sheng Qinhua or Mo Beijun, because they're not having sex yet. That should change. Mo Beijun is still looking at him. His body is cool, but his gaze is hot. If Sheng Qinhua was one of his commenters, he would leave a trail of fire emoji to describe Mo Beijun's face right now. And maybe a snowflake emoji for the contrast. And a couple of sweat emoji for the foreshadowing. Refreshing. Take us to your rooms, he says, leaning into Mo Beijun's space a little. A portal immediately opens behind Mo Beijun, but Mo Beijun doesn't move. Sheng Qinhua steals himself a little and puts his hands on Mo Beijun's tall, broad chest and pushes him back a little until he passes through the portal, Sheng Qinhua following. Sexy! In control! He's got this! He backs Mo Beijun against the bed, feels his knees gently press against it. He's got this! The portal closes behind them, leaving Shang-Chinhua alone with Mo Beijun in his room, about to push him down onto his bed and have his way with him. Like Cucumber Bro with Uobinga, he thinks desperately. Mo Beijun is still standing there, still being all handsome and cool and tall. The tall thing has to stop. My king, would you like to sit down? Mo Beijun stares at him and doesn't move. That's a no, then? Mo Beijun coolly appraises Shang-Chinhua and takes both Shang-Chinhua's hands in his. He places them on his firm, defined pecs. He wants Shang-Chinhua to feel him up. Shang-Chinhua squeezes his pecs. Wow, they are really rock hard and really, really cold. Mo Beijun raises an eyebrow and his hands press Shang-Chinhua's forward into his chest, a little hard so that he rocks back slightly. He wants Shang-Chinhua to push him? Oh! Mo Beijun would let Shang-Chinhua push him down? Okay. Maybe that's not, like, as intense a thing to allow as sticking his cock up his ass, but Shang-Chinhua's stallion novel-ready mind has written so many pushing-down scenes that he can't help but overlay them on top of Mo Beijun, and the contrast, the gap in having someone this strong allows someone like Shang-Chinhua to push him around. Oh, shit. Is this what Cucumber Bro is into? It's kind of hot. There's no way that he and his harshest critic secretly have the same kinks, right? Shang-Chinhua swallows, clearing his head of Cucumber Bro and his situation. As long as Mo Beijun doesn't start begging for his jizz, he'll be fine. Okay, okay, he can do this. He pushes feebly at Mo Beijun's chest. Mo Beijun doesn't even wobble. Shang-Chinhua's head hangs dejectedly, eyes on a level with Mo Beijun's pecs, clearly defined even through his robe. Yes, he knows he's not physically a match for Mo Beijun. He was already aware. Of their own volition, his hands squeeze a little, as though trying to cheer him up. It actually does help him feel a little better. Mo Beijun's chest is really, really nice. Okay, he can do this. Steeling himself, he takes a deep breath and shoves hard at Mo Beijun, who, again, fails to move at all. Okay. Obviously, he can't push him over for real. Did Mo Beijun forget to let Shang-Chinhua come out on top here? My king, he says, refraining from whining. Mo Beijun twitches a little, and his hands come up, guiding Shang-Chinhua closer. Oh. He's pressed all down Mo Beijun's front all of a sudden. His face is in his sculpted chest. maybe there are upsides to being shorter.
Now try, Mo Beijun says, deep voice low and arousing, and Shan Qinghua leans his body weight into him until Mo Beijun slowly leans backwards, Shan Qinghua following him down. This time, he goes.
Success!
Shan Qinghua is now lying on top of Mo Beijun. Or, well, partially on top. He's braced on an elbow. He has a knee between his legs. They're not really touching, except for at the crotch. Very specifically at the crotch. Mo Beijun is completely hard, like he's an iceberg and Shan Qinghua is the Titanic. There aren't enough life rafts for Shan Qinghua's brain, heart, and dick to share. But that's fine, because only two of those are functioning right now. Shan Qinghua is starting to feel like, since his brain was left to freeze to death in the Arctic, maybe he can top a demon king, even if he's taller. Shan Qinghua grinds his cock down a little, experimentally. Mo Beijun lets out an exhale, his hands coming up to hold Shan Qinghua's waist. Instead of doing what he normally does, that is, moving Shan Qinghua's body exactly where he wants him, extremely hot, Mo Beijun leaves his hands there. Mo Beijun is trying to let Shan Qinghua take the lead. Shan Qinghua decides to be bold. He rips off Mo Beijun's robe, really tears it off, and he cringes at the sound because he can just imagine what it'll be like to sew back together later, or what the replacement cost will be. But hey, he has some perfectly serviceable cultivation that he usually chooses not to use, or, you know, doesn't remember to use. Sometimes he forgets he's a cultivator, and not just a glorified replacement goods service for Demolition Peak and unaware of how much fancy teapots cost Peak. But tonight, he's going for it. Mo Beijun's robe will be in shreds. He lets the energy flow through his hands, and once Mo Beijun's robes are blasted off his chest, he tosses the remaining scrap or two of fabric onto the floor, shaking out his fingers. Mo Beijun's eyes are slightly wide. Good sign? Bad sign? Weird sign? He can't tell, but Mo Beijun can stop him if he doesn't like anything. So Shan Qinghua mentally shrugs and decides to get down to it. To it. Down to it. Down to there. Mo Beijun spreads his legs and draws them up, giving Shan Qinghua a view he never expected. Wow, that's his asshole. Is it rude to stare at what you're about to fuck? Shan Qinghua quickly takes his own clothes off, leaving off the dramatic ripping this time. He looks down again. Demons don't need prep, right? On the other hand, if Mo Beijun's dick is cold, doesn't that mean his ass is too? Shan Qinghua would die of shame if he lost his hard-on because he was essentially fucking a cold pack fresh out of the freezer. He decides to test the temperature before he commits to anything. He goes to put two fingers in his mouth, but Mo Beijun stops him with one hand on his wrist.
My king?
Allow me, Mo Beijun says, and wraps his mouth around Shan Qinghua's fingers. Shan Qinghua shivers, and not entirely because of how cold Mo Beijun is. After Mo Beijun swipes his tongue across them, Shang Qinghua withdraws them in a hurry. This whole thing is weird, but Mo Beijun is looking at him with half-lidded eyes and gently stroking Shang Qinghua's thigh. Shang Qinghua reaches down between Mo Beijun's legs and feels around. He presses one finger inside and... yep, that's cold. That is boner-killing cold. This is a problem. Maybe he can warm him up? There are options? His fingers are a little warm, he thinks, glancing at them doubtfully. But that won't last long, once they're inside Mo Beijun's refrigerator ass. Maybe his tongue? Shang Qinghua is not particularly averse to the idea of using his mouth on any part of Mo Beijun, but there are times when it has proven to be somewhat problematic. One time, he accidentally made Mo Beijun come in his mouth, and he got brain freeze and had to lie down, letting his king massage his head until it wore off. Not super sexy. Not that he expects that to be a problem here. He feels like Cucumber Bro would have at least done him the favor of informing him if demons come out of their asses. Well, that's decided. Tongue it is, then. My king, do you mind if I... how should he phrase this? Nothing has prepared him for tonguing the ass of one of his own characters. He hadn't thought about Mo Beijun's attitude towards rimming at all when he wrote him. He'd never even written rimming in Proud Immortal Demon Way. He'd floated the idea around the forums, but Cucumber Bro had smacked it down hard. Whatever. What a hypocrite. Luo Bingha probably eats ass. Scratch that. Luo Bingha definitely eats ass. Shang Qinghua remembers his monologue during the overheard sex times with increasing despair. Luo Bingha had been very clear that every single part of Shen Qingqiu's body was appealing to him. Very clear. Detailedly so. Long-windedly. But hey, if the stallion protagonist, tall, can eat ass, so can Shang Qinghua. Short. Do you mind if I put my tongue on your... he trails off delicately. To warm it up before I go inside? Mo Beijun's eyebrows nearly reached his hairline. You may. Great! Permission to eat ass obtained! Does this count as prep? Shang Qinghua puts his hands on Mo Beijun's thighs, tilting him up to get the angle for it right. Then he swipes his tongue across, very quickly, because, oh wow, he is putting his tongue there. Mo Beijun gasps. Shang Qinghua's eyebrows almost reach his hairline. My king, he says, curiously. Silence from above him. Shang Qinghua tries it once again, and this time Mo Beijun's ass twitches against his tongue. Cold, but also hot. Emboldened, Shang Qinghua dips his tongue inside, and Mo Beijun's thighs tighten around his head. It's the same reaction he gets from giving Mo Beijun a blowjob, except this time he's not choking on a dick, and he feels kind of excited. Powerful. He repeats the motion. Wow, it's cold. Although it seems like it's getting slightly less cold with each lick,
He applies himself wholeheartedly to his task. Gotta get him warm enough for Shang-Chinhua to put it in. Hair trigger. No prep. Coming inside. He gets a little distracted from thinking about no prep, though, as he continues. He's actually kind of having fun. As he keeps going, though, coming inside starts to have a certain prominence in his thoughts. The way that Mo Beijun feels on his tongue, he wonders what it would feel like to have his cock surrounded by that. No, what it will feel like. His face feels warm, but maybe that's just in contrast to Mo Beijun. Oh, there's also hair trigger. He wonders if he can find the demon prostate. Shang-Chinhua slides one finger inside, finding Mo Beijun relaxed enough that it isn't like the typical wrestling match that Mo Beijun's dick has with Shang-Chinhua's ass. Demons really are different down there. He crooks his finger, trying to feel for it, and Mo Beijun suddenly makes a sound like he's being murdered. My king, are you all right? Mo Beijun is breathing slightly faster than he was earlier. Hopefully not, because he's about to die. I'm fine, he says, voice low and sexy as usual. Keep going. Shang-Chinhua scrunches up his eyebrows, but gets back to it, putting in two fingers this time. Barely a minute later, though, Mo Beijun makes the same noise again. My king, Shang-Chinhua says, pulling his mouth off him wetly. Are you sure everything's fine? Mo Beijun looks down at him, his face completely unaffected. But strangely, his throat works as though swallowing. Maybe he's thirsty? Then Mo Beijun pushes Shang-Chinhua back slightly. Shang-Chinhua scrambles back. Oh, fuck! He was doing something wrong. But instead of sitting up and striding out of the room in annoyance, Mo Beijun just uses the space to turn over? Wow. Shang-Chinhua thinks, eyes glazing over. That is a lot of very muscular thigh and ass. He tries, as Mo Beijing props himself on his elbows, head resting on his hands. The flex of Mo Beijing's unfairly ripped shoulders distracts him from what he was going to say next. Shang-Chinhua's heart is beating faster from fear. Definitely fear. What if he screws this up? Fear. Fear-based arousal? Okay, he's absolutely turned on. Using his tongue on Mo Beijun from behind seems like asking for trouble. Can he really do it from behind like this? He swallows. Mo Beijun's ass is right there. What if he grabs it by accident? Mo Beijun has let him get away with a lot today, but there's got to be a limit. But they're not going to get anywhere if he keeps sitting here. He leans back in, a few strands of hair trailing over the backs of Mo Beijun's thighs. He tucks them behind his ear, pausing a few inches away from his target. He can't reach it. Mo Beijun needs to be spread for him to get at it. Well, he's just going to go for it. He pulls his, not shaking, thank you very much, hands on Mo Beijun's ass cheeks in a not proprietary fashion, and barely needs them at all.
before using his thumbs to spread them apart in a businesslike and appropriate manner. They're cool and firm under his hands, which he isn't thinking about because he's focused on his job, warming Morbe Jun up. He leans down and licks a wet stripe along Morbe Jun's opening. Morbe Jun's whole body jerks. Maybe he doesn't care that much about warming him up. Maybe he should just stick it in. He doesn't know what he's doing. Lube? Does he need lube? He thinks back to when he'd overheard Lua Bingha and Cucumber Bro, wondering if the humping noises had sounded wet or not. Fuck! If he'd written warming lube into this universe, that would have been perfect for this. Hindsight 2020! He releases Morbe Jun's ass and grabs a jar of tragically room-temperature lube. Better to cover all the bases, particularly Morbe Jun's base. Hole. Now, I know demons don't need lube, Sheng Qinghua says, realizing he just gave Morbe Jun an opening to ask how he knew that. But my king, maybe for my comfort. Sheng Qinghua, Morbe Jun says in his low, commanding voice. Sheng Qinghua's sky pillar reacts. He kind of just wants to stick it in. Morbe Jun will need to roll back over for that, though. My king, Sheng Qinghua says, reluctantly dragging his eyes away from Morbe Jun's ass. Well, not that reluctantly. The rest of him is incredible to look at, too. He climbs on top of him so he can reach his face and presses a nervous kiss against one of Morbe Jun's cheeks, where it's exposed by the fall of his hair. What is it? Morbe Jun's arms are tense. He doesn't respond for a moment. Then, all at once, he rises up, lifting Sheng Qinghua with him on his back, prompting an awkward squawk, onto his hands and knees. Now, Morbe Jun says imperiously. Now? Now what? This position is... by... Now, could Morbe Jun mean like this? From behind? Doggy style? Excuse you, who looked at Sheng Qinghua and thought, that looks like the kind of guy who could bend an ice demon king over and give it to him from behind? Who wrote this scenario? Like, he's not saying he's not into it. But how would he tell if he was hurting Morbe Jun if he couldn't even see his face? And how would he tell if Morbe Jun was having a good time? All his sex noises just sounded like death.
My sex noises sound like what? Morbe Jun asks.
Sheng Qinghua was speaking his thoughts out loud again. Your sex noises sound so good they could arouse me to death, Sheng Qinghua replies.
Morbe Jun buys it. Try not to die.
Psh, has Morbe Jun forgotten that Sheng Qinghua was an expert at not dying? Got it, my king.
Sheng Qinghua spreads the lube over his dick. Honestly, the lube alone feels a little chilly, and that's not a good sign. He experimentally presses one finger inside Morbe Jun.
Still cold. Fuck. There's no way that Sheng Qinghua can keep it up inside that, no matter how firm Morbe Jun's ass cheeks are. He panics a little bit. Should he just go for it? Try to suffer through? He disconsolately pictures his dick slowly softening inside Morbe Jun as he tries to thrust, tears of self-pity dripping down onto Morbe Jun's back.
No!
There's got to be a better way. He deserves better. His dick deserves better. Mopejun is always so cold to him. Always so cold. Except for that time when... A flash of brilliance. Scintillating insight. Wow! He's a genius. My king, do you remember that time when you made it so that I wouldn't feel the cold so much?
Yes.
Shang-Chinhua finds himself caressing Mo Beijun's thigh, fingers maybe a little overeager. Could you do that again? He asks, heart beating fast. Mo Beijun reaches behind him and grasps Shang-Chinhua's fingers. The icy skin of Mo Beijun's thigh goes from feeling cold to nicely lukewarm. Good enough for Shang-Chinhua. And in fact, the rest of his body is feeling warmer too, especially his... The heat in his dick is extremely noticeable now that he's not afraid of the boner-killing cold. Well, that's that. Time to stick it in. He lines up the head of his cock with Mo Beijun's entrance, and slowly... Shang-Chinhua and Mo Beijun both make startled noises. It feels... Pushing in further, Shang-Chinhua's brain shorts out. Mo Beijun feels incredibly soft inside, almost velvety. Shang-Chinhua would never breathe a word of it to Mo Beijun. But Mo Beijun's also really tight, making it feel like Shang-Chinhua is being squeezed every time he manages to move.
Velvety?
Mo Beijun says, confused. Shang-Chinhua quickly changes the subject. Does it hurt? He asks, leaning forward a little to try to see his face. His hips slide forward.
Ugh.
Ah. A death noise. So that's a no, then. Shang-Chinhua thrusts lightly, and Mo Beijun's fingers tighten around Shang-Chinhua's. All right, he gets the message. Harder, then. Shang-Chinhua fucks Mo Beijun, slamming in with a little remembered frustration of years of doing Mo Beijun's laundry. And also, oh, hell, this is good. No wonder Mo Beijun always gets mopey when they go over 2 weeks without doing it. The slapping noise of flesh on flesh is embarrassing Shang-Chinhua. At the same time, he's so turned on, he has to occasionally squeeze his eyes shut and think about logistics, or he'll come right there. The noise is also making Shang-Chinhua think of be tempted by... Mo Beijun's ass cheeks are right there. He could maybe spank one? He just wants to know if it would make the same noise. Would Mo Beijun let him get away with that? He's sounding really into it right now. Maybe he wouldn't even notice? Shang-Chinhua lightly smacks Mo Beijun's ass. Mo Beijun groans and tightens around him. Fuck! Shang-Chinhua's fingers tighten on the perfect skin of Mo Beijun's perfect waist. Shang-Chinhua not only got away with it, but Mo Beijun likes it? Are all demons masochists? He'll have to add it to the list. He bites his lip and spanks Mo Beijun again, harder this time. Then he does it twice more. Until Mo Beijun's pale cheeks are red, like an appropriately poetic metaphor that Shang-Chinhua can't think of because he's about to lose it, staring at Mo Beijun's sexy back and body. And to make it worse, Mo Beijun feels like he's doing some sort of ass kegels around him or something. Is this even fair? How's he supposed to last? Forget about to lose it. He's losing it right now. I'm sorry, I can't give you what you want, my king, he says, pitching forward over Mo Beijun's back, The new angle makes his cock slide in even deeper, and Mo Beijun makes an indescribable noise. I can't last any longer. I'm going to... Coming inside, Shang Qinghua remembers. Demons want you to come inside. Shang Qinghua reaches down, thinking he can at least give Mo Beijun a hand job, even if he can't bring him off by the hair trigger prostate. But then he finds, oh, Mo Beijun already came. That explains all the flexing and how unyieldingly tight he is now. Mo Beijun makes a pained noise when Shang Qinghua touches him, and Shang Qinghua pulls out before he can cause any discomfort. Staring down at Mo Beijun's body on all fours in front of him, Shang Qinghua starts to jerk himself off, hand working fast and wet over his cock. He gets in only a few strokes before his muscles seize up, a stream of nonsense spilling out of his mouth, and one of the best orgasms of his life spilling out of his body. He takes a few moments, panting, to regain his functionality, looking at the cool tone of the cum painting Mo Beijun's ass. It looks almost icy. Suits him. Shang Qinghua's cum suits Mo Beijun. Staring at it, his brain suddenly jolts back into gear, and he starts berating himself. Shang Qinghua, you had one job! Hair trigger, yes. No prep, yes. Coming inside, no! You came all over Mo Beijun's ass instead! Well, at least he got him off. Maybe he'll just have to try again later. Mo Beijun seems like he might let him top again, if how he came untouched on his dick is a good indication. He wonders if the sex was good enough for Mo Beijun to not retroactively tear him a new one for the spanking. Clean me up, Mo Beijun says. Nice, that's all? Maybe he's in the clear. Shang Qinghua obediently lowers his head to lick up the mess he left on Mo Beijun's skin, blushing in shame. He deserves this humiliation after all.
I meant with a rack.
Shang Qinghua swallows his embarrassment. Literally. Bro! Shang Qinghua says, running up to Shen Qingqiu. Oops, he's talking to someone. Is it Yue Qingyang? Jishu, Shang Qinghua rephrases and bows to Yue Qingyang. And Zhang Wan Shishu. Shang Shidi, Yue Qingyang says, smiling. Did you need Qingqiu for something?
Yes.
A minor matter to consult, huh? Shang Qinghua says. Apparently his mouth decides he needs to say more. Peak business, of course. His mouth added a lie. A matter of supplies. Not even close to the truth. What are you doing, mouth? My apologies for interrupting, though. Zhang Nan Shishu, I can speak with him later. Shang Qinghua backtracks. He'll be shit out of luck if Yue Qingyan has any questions about the supposed peak business that he made up to cover the fact that he needs to talk to Shen Qingqiu about demon masochists and prostates and coming untouched.
Nonsense, Yue Qingyan says with a gentle smile. Kanchong benefits greatly from your dedication. I appreciate your tireless efforts.
Nice to hear, though it would be nicer to be given the money and the assistance he's been requesting for the past, 15 years, but whatever.
Thank you, Zhang Men Shishu, Shang Qinghua says with another bow. I'll see you later then, Qingqiu Shidi, Shang Shidi, Yue Qingyan says, after directing a quiet, smitten smile to Shen Qingqiu, as he's done every time Shang Qinghua has ever seen him interact with him. He walks away with all the poise and grace of a noble sect leader who isn't going to spend a few hours mournfully pining over the man he's loved his whole life marrying a demon lord. Bro, Shang Qinghua says immediately, spinning to face Shen Qingqiu. You were right. Shen Qingqiu raises one elegant eyebrow at him, flicking open his fan as if in preparation for Shang Qinghua to say something outrageous that he'll need to block out. Oh? All that stuff about demons. You were right. It doesn't matter how tall you are. Mo Beijun takes it up the ass just as easily as Lu Bi. Lua Qingda walks around the corner. Shen Qingqiu's eyes go wide, and when Shang Qinghua wakes up in Mo Qingfang's office 8 hours later, he's informed that there was the demonic equivalent of a mosquito on his face, and that Shen Qingqiu saved his life by hitting him hard enough that it buzzed away. Oh well, he'll probably just have to suck up to Cucumber Bro a little to make it up to him. He's an expert ass-kisser now, after all. The end.